I could feel the ground shake beneath my feet. It shakes this rock, even this solid concrete. A reminder that the enemy is always near. A feeling of loneliness, fear, and despair. The darkness says there's no way out. No escape, no relief, just worry and doubt. And when the fire comes, and it will come, we must remind ourselves what power lives in you and me. I can feel the flames. Do you ever feel that intense heat? The stuff in your life that's real and loud and brings that feeling of defeat. You see, we always want to know what's just beyond the flames, what just lies ahead. But Jesus calls us to something different instead, to stand surrounded, to stand amidst the fire, and to know that He is near, to trust that He knows what we don't, that He is our deliverer, and He will deliver us. But even if He doesn't, I'll still stand. Even if He doesn't, I will not fall. I'll count the joy in every battle, because I know where Jesus will be. He'll be standing amidst the fire, in the flames, right beside me. He is God Emmanuel, God with us, and He reigns far above, because He who was and is and will be is with me through it all. And I know I will never, never be alone.
You know, there are things that we do and times that we miss God. But you need to have God as like one of your friends. You know, I talk to God. You know, I talk to Him like He's my best friend. And I know that it's His will that we be that way, that we know Him that close. And I talk to Him about some of the most intimate details of my life, where my feelings are, how I messed up a minute ago. What did I do here? How did I do this? Oh, I'm happy, Lord. Oh, thank you, Father. That's my best friend, the Holy Spirit. Because through Him, we can reach God, through Jesus. Because, you know, if God saw us and all of our sins and everything that we do, He might destroy us right away. But, you know, we have tries that we try to please God. And sometimes they're misguided because they miss the things that He tells us to do. We detour. We do everything else but exactly what He said. And we miss Him. But what I say to you all today, be inspired. Love Him as He loves you. Go to Him. Talk to Him. And if somebody says, oh, are you crazy? You talking to yourself? Just tell them, I'm talking to my God. Excuse me. And keep talking. Keep being yourself. Let no other enemy come in. Like I told somebody the other day, you gotta have your shield on at all times. Amen. I thank God for everybody that's here today. Okay. Thank you, Sister Caprice. I don't know what this is, but I'll talk with you about it in a little bit. it's good to have members around that try to help expand the ministry where others may, you know, find help in time of need. And these lessons, as I said before, this is God's hospital. This is God's counseling session. This is God's help to everybody, to when we come in, discuss the word, be taught a lesson that's been broken down in little bitty pieces so that we understand what's going on. How do we use the words in today's time? How do we apply it to our own lives? This is good. Does anyone have a praise report this morning? Now, for you that are new, a praise report is something that happened in your life that you know it couldn't have been nobody but God that brought it through, and you are thankful for it. And you want to tell the rest of us that we may rejoice, that it may strengthen our faith. Amen. Come on.
Recently, my son has lost his job due to corporate stuff. He kept looking and looking and finally got another job. About a week ago, he started, 2 weeks maybe. And it was still in the same field, marketing, but they offered him the position higher than marketing. They actually gave him the highest level that they still had open because of his skills. He had no college education on it, and I told him, just be patient and watch God work, and he worked it out for him.
Amen, amen, amen. Isn't that a blessing? So that lets you know,
amen,
on the scene, you know, he's there, you know, and a lot,
amen,
of people don't understand who God is. They don't understand that God is always there for them. And you know, I always got a confession, but I don't put them out there because I want to hear everybody else's confession. As I pray to God, I look at little bitty victories. I'm not looking for the great big things, just the little things in my life that I say, thank you, Father. Those are victories. Those are confessions. And I don't tell them every day, but they happen every day because I see God. I study God. I stay with God. So therefore, I can see his hand moving all the time. Okay? Amen. Now, I will tell you one I had. Bought some molding for a room that I'm redressing. And it cost me like $30 per five or six of them, okay? And these are not fancy. These are not, you know, crown molding or anything to such. These are just necessities, that type of thing. And I went to what you call the resale store. They had some brand new molding out there. They sold their whole thing for, and it's probably 6 feet long, it's for $1. But they were $1.50, but they broke them down for me and say, here they are for $1. Well, I got 20 of them for $20, whereas one bundle cost me $27. And to buy 20 of them, it cost me almost $100. Well, I got them all for $20. And see, those are little bitty victories. So I'm just saying there's some other options out there. I chose another option, enjoyed it, benefit from it. And I know that was God that pointed me in that direction. So listen, all I'm saying is there are victories happening for us every day, all day. We just don't see them. But thank you. I don't want everybody to tell all of theirs because we wouldn't have a time for church, okay? But thank you for the ones that are bold enough to come forward and let everybody else know so that they can be strong in their faith and it strengthens them and they know that God is moving not only for this person and that person, but for you too. Praise God. Anyone requesting prayer this morning? Anything we need to pray specific about?
Yes, I need you to pray for me on these jobs that I'm applying for. And It doesn't look too good, but I need prayer in that area. And also I injured my hip the other day, and I need prayer in that also.
Amen. Is there anyone else that needs prayer this morning for anything else? Let's have an altar prayer this morning. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Thank you, Father, for this day. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Father, that you are our God and worthy to be praised. We thank you for our Savior, Jesus, that he's there for us, Lord, worthy to be praised. And we thank you for the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Father, we thank you that you've set all of these things in place, for he is worthy to be praised. That you have a system that's there for all of us. And today we come praying for Sister Tina. And I want everybody to get in agreement with me right now. Put your hands toward the screen or raise them to the sky. And just thank you, Father, that we have you, that we can take your children and bring their prayers and their petitions before you, and that you would hear our voice. Lord, we pray for an audience this morning, and we pray for the attention that we're praying about, that you release it and give it to us, Father. Give us your time. Give us your presence. And we thank you, Father, that you supply all of our needs and above our needs, that we pray that you open the door of opportunity for Sister Tina. Show her the place to go, Father, even if you have to raise somebody up somewhere to use their power and their influence to bring it off. We pray that that happen, Father, that she be able to see it in the spirit, or that somebody touches and tells her about it. We thank you. We come in agreement about it right now, and then we call it done in the name of Jesus. Father, we also pray for all of those that are going through things separately, and some of them are community-wise. Some of them are in the family. We pray for their families right now, that peace reign in all of our mortal bodies. We invite the Holy Spirit of promise into all of our lives, into every need, everything that we're going through. We invite him in and submit ourselves to be able to hear in the spirit, to hear his voice, and to be able to follow it, have the boldness to walk in Jesus, in his ways and in his will. Lord, we thank you right now. We pray for all of our jobs and our homes. We also pray for our bodies, Lord, that we know that every day in some way they are depreciating, but we pray for your will be done in our lives. We just call for health and strength to be in our bodies. We call for our bodies to be healed by the stripes of Jesus, and that we walk in, you know, fitness and wellness, in kindness, in peace, in purity, that we walk in all of these things, and that we're reminded by the Holy Spirit of promise today. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We adore you, Lord. And we pray also for our environments, that the Holy Spirit, the warring angels, the angels of peace will all be around us to provide security for us and soundness, that we may be whole and free to live and walk in the Spirit, Lord. And we know that comes from submission. So we thank you right now that we are submitted in the Spirit. These and other blessings we ask in thy Son Jesus' name today. Amen and amen. Lord, I submit myself to hear your voice today and give your word out as you give it to me. And I thank you for this, your people. Amen. Amen. So listen, I pray that his will be done in all your lives. And I pray that if there's any spirit that's not of God, that it be cast out. One person said, wrote to me this week, that it be cast into the abyss. Amen. And I thank all those people that have written back to our ministry. I pray that the prayers that we send out for you all, that you be able to hear them and that they touch you. Because sometimes we're not able to get to everyone that sends us a message for prayer. We cannot get to all of them individually. But we write down the things that you send in and we come together corporately as a ministry and pray for the things of God that you are seeking, that you are hurting, or where you need God. We pray for those things. So don't think that the messages and the prayers that you want us to pray, that you send in, they are taken in vain or taken lightly. They are not. We do pray. Amen? Amen. So listen, we're going to get started with our message. And it's one that we started last week. The message was called The Will. And I didn't get a chance to finish everything up about the will. But this week, I want to give you just a little bit more about the will, because the will is so important to all of our mission. You see, when you go back in the Bible and you look at that, when God put the two trees in the garden, what did he say? He said, don't eat of this tree, or this is what will happen. But what does that mean in theory? That means that at that time, we had free will. We were born with free will. And I know a lot of you don't think about that, but it's my job to bring some of these things to your attention, that we were born with free will. We were also given the Spirit of God on the inside of us, okay? Because he blew life into us. And that's when we became alive. So you know God. But you also, when Adam and Eve erred in the garden, then the world came in. Or not only the world, but our flesh, our desires became alive. And we began to judge ourselves at that point, because we knew we were naked and we knew that God would be looking for us, and we became ashamed and felt guilty. These are things that came in when they ate of the fruit of that tree of knowledge, wisdom, the world. Now, our subject, this is the will number two. Today we will explore how exercising your will is not just a moral choice, but it's a part of all of our spiritual warfare, day to day, hour to hour, minute to minute, spiritual warfare. Now these decisions also shape our destiny and in our entire relationship with God. Amen. Now, God reminds us that within each of us is the power to choose what is right and what is not right, or the other choice. Free will is a sacred trust from God. Amen. Now, I also pulled up carnality. We talked about this last week, and I'll read the definition again this week. Carnality is preoccupation with or indulgence in the flesh or the body and its passions and appetites. And then it says sensuality. And that's an important word in the sentence, because it had it all by itself. And sensuality, this is what it means: the enjoyment, expression, or pursuit of physical, especially sexual, pleasure. Now, there was another meeting that was there to finish up carnality. And this is what it was. The state or the quality of being merely temporal or worldly, or lack of spiritual vitality. What does that mean? That means your strength and your activity, you lack it spiritually, or your spiritual maturity. And these are such important statements, and I want you to work to try to put all these together, because this is going to be a lot of information that we are unpacking today. So I want you to bring your boots, because it's going to get a little bit deep. And I want you to bring your hats, because we're going to travel through a few scriptures. But I want you also to be aware of this lesson as a whole, and not just bits and pieces of it. There are going to be parts where they apply to you right now. But there are also parts that you may have been through, and parts that you may be headed towards, or you are going to go through these. So pay close attention to the lesson today. The lesson is, we're going to go through five subjects today. And these are not the fire and brimstone type of subjects. These are the basic nuts and bolts of ministry, of life, of things that we go through. So I want you to pay attention, because these are the things that hold us together, or some of them cause us to fall if we don't do them. Another way to put it. Now, these are the five subjects. Number one, sin desires to have you. Number two, God wants you to be free in the spirit. Number three, transforming a new heart and spirit. Number four, the guide to truth. And number five, scriptures of encouragement. So we're going to get right into it, because we got quite a bit of ground to cover. Number one, sin desires to have you, but God desires you to have dominion over it. Genesis chapter 4, verse 6 through 7. Sin crouching at your door. Now, the scriptures, verse 6 of Genesis 4 says, "Why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you." Now, these are very important statements, and they talk about what's really going on. And I don't want you to dismiss them. I don't want you to turn around and take it lightly. These are true statements. Sin is crouching at your door. Now, God spoke these words directly to Cain that we just got through reading. And he speaks them still to every man and woman today. Sin is not a distant concept, as we, some of us, believe. Sin is alive, crouching, waiting for a situation or an invitation. Now, remember these attributes. It is patient, yet it is persistent. It is trying to gain control over your heart at every unguarded moment. And I want you to hear that. I'll say it again. It is trying to gain control over your heart at every unguarded moment. These are important words. Yet God's instructions, they are clear to us. The will God placed within you is stronger than the sin that hunts you down. Amen. But you must exercise God's will in order for it to be appropriate and act on your behalf, you must exercise it. Subject number two, God wants you to have freedom in the spirit. Our reference scripture on this statement, or our number two section, says Romans 8 and 2, KJV. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. Now the spirit is the one who gives life, and he does so through Jesus Christ. That's his spirit. That's his mission. And that's who we are free in Jesus Christ. And he gives us the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit is giving us God's information all the day long, but we have to be submitted to it. Amen. Now, your will is not enough, just your will alone, okay? But your will surrendered to the Spirit of God becomes unstoppable. Did you hear me? The law of sin will chain you up, but the Spirit of life breaks every chain, every manacle used to restrain you in this life that God has given us. Now, you are not condemned to repeat your past and its mistakes. But if you listen to the world, they will guilt you all the day long and make you feel bad or insecure or weak. But when you put your trust in Jesus, you become strong and free in the Lord. Let me explain. You see, they told us when we were coming up that you had to go to college to have a career. And so that means you had to have the money or a scholarship to go for 4 years so that you could get a degree. And some of them are 6 and 7 years if you have something very important that you want to do in this life, and it takes a lot more education. But as time went on, we found out that you could go to nursing school and be a nurse and have a career, that you could go to welding school and be a welder and have a career, that you could go to mechanic school or x-ray school or many other things and have a career, which means we had another choice. So what my word is to you is that no matter how much pressure the world puts on you, no matter how much pressure is on you because you got this situation that's really pressing upon you to solve, or if you don't, doom and gloom is gonna happen. I wanna tell you today, you have another choice. You have another way. You have God. You have Jesus. You have the Holy Spirit. You also have the Word of God and all of God's people on your behalf, working, coming at you, praying for you. Sometimes prayers that happened long ago before you were grown, God is still answering those prayers. Amen. Some of them that your grandmother, your mother put up long time ago before God. And now they are coming to fruition. Prayer works. The will of God is inside of you. Okay? That's why it says you become strong and free in the Lord. Isaiah 59:19 says, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against them. So God is with you always. You need to be with him You need to not abandon ship so quickly and so easily, because it is easy, because we have so many choices at our disposal. We have so many ways we can do one thing. So sometimes that becomes even the more confusing. But we have the system of God in place. That's why you take what you got, you go to God in prayer, and listen for the voice of the Holy Spirit that says he will lead and guide you down the path of righteousness for his name's sake. So all those things that are pressing against you, don't panic. Don't get fearful. Get prayerful. Number three, your transformation ushers in a new heart, a new spirit. Pay attention. Ezekiel 36:26. I'm going to use NIV on this one. It says, come on, Bible scholars, let's go. I want you to be the best scholars around. Learn this word. This will be your lifeline. It states, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. Now, isn't that an awesome statement? Well, it's written down because it's the word of God, and we know God says his word will never return back void, but it's a promise, okay? That if you follow these things, not just when you need it, I'm talking about walking in righteousness, or you're working at it every day, and not just calling him like it's an emergency band-aid. Okay, I got to do this now because I need God to do such and such, so I'm going to do right. That's not what he's talking about. His promises, just like his word, they are not temporary. Okay, they are forever and always, world without end. Amen. It says, God does not merely demand better choices. He transforms the chooser when you yield your will to him. He removes the hardness and deadness, the life that resists his voice. If you are paying attention, he removes all of that from you. Your will is renewed from the inside out. Now, do you receive it? Have you submitted yourself to God to be able to receive all of these benefits that he has in place for you as his children? And I ask all you mothers and fathers out there, what will you do for your children? All of these uncles and aunties and cousins, what will you do for your family? Well, God is your father. The original, what will he do for you if you show yourself to be one of his children? Or the Bible says to show yourself approved. Number four, the guide of truth. John 16:13 is our reference scripture. The Holy Spirit guiding into all truth. Amen. John 16:13 reads, I'm using King James. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he's talking about the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. So what is he talking about here? Let me break some bread with you. He's telling you that this information is not coming for the Holy Spirit. It's only coming through the Holy Spirit. See, since we left the garden, you see, we were not able to communicate with God. We had to have the high priest. We had to bring a sacrifice of praise, okay? We had the Sabbath. Some of us had to walk around with frontlets. And those are scriptures that we have on your headband or on your armband or places where you can try to remember them, because there was 613 laws. Now, how can you remember all of those? You can't. But people had ways that they remembered them, and they had meetings where they repeated them frequently so you can remember them. What happened was, when Jesus left here, he left us a holy comforter. That's the Holy Spirit. And some people say the Holy Ghost. And it says he will show you things to come. He will never let you navigate these choices. And I'm talking about life choices that we face every day. He won't let you navigate them alone. We have him here to pray, to be with us. And see, if you submit yourself to the Spirit and you listen for the voice of God, it's not going to be an audible voice. It's not going to sound like James Earl Jones, you know, with that deep voice. Okay? It's going to be, you know, like you talking to you. That's what it sounds like. Doesn't sound like some foreign voice. So remember, it's going to sound like you talking to you. You are never left to navigate life choices alone. The Holy Spirit, or the Spirit of Truth, walks alongside every willing heart, illuminating your path, revealing what is hidden, and directing you every step of the way, yielding your will to his leading and guiding hand. And you never walk alone or walk in darkness. The real surrender to God is the most powerful force in human life. And I hope you heard me today, because these things that I'm teaching you, these are the nuts and bolts to walking in righteousness, staying submitted and staying under the will of God, so that you may receive all his benefits, that you may, you know, feel whole about the things that you do each and every day. That God shows you the pathway. He opens the door of opportunity. Sometimes, you know, we read the word of God. It's good. It's the law. It's the foundation of what we do and what we know. But what it says is that you must follow the Spirit. Ever since Jesus came, it tells you the law was your schoolmaster until Christ comes. So what is it saying? It's saying that it was just a foundation. It's just like, what is school for? Like, you know what it is. It teaches you all of the basics. Teaches you what to do, what not to do, how to do math, how to do English, you know, how to do all your basics. But when you go out in life, you have to experience, or you have to show your maturity. So when you go out in maturity, what happens? You have to do what you've been taught, but you also have to follow it through the Spirit of life, which is in Christ. That's where it's found, in Christ. So you have to seek the kingdom, seek the word, seek the Holy Spirit, seek the system of God, and let it reign in your mortal bodies. Now, that don't mean you don't use common sense. I want you to use common sense also, because if you're standing in the street, the cars come, that means get out of the way. Common sense. Now, section 5. These are scriptures of encouragement. I'm bringing you 3 of them. All right, this is what they are: Psalms 35, Ezekiel 36, and John 15. Now, Psalm 35, verse 23. I'll give you a moment to get there. This is how it reads: awake and rise to my defense. Contend for me, my God and Lord. Vindicate me in your righteousness, Lord, my God. do not let them, and he's talking about your enemies, gloat over me. And that's one of the main things that we deal with every day. We don't want to look bad. We don't want the ones that are doing all this evil and wrong and, you know, talking about us and, you know, standing on our necks with mess, trying to move us and be mad because we're Christians and trying to get us to step across that line and fight. God didn't say you shouldn't fight. He said you shouldn't be the aggressor, but you know you need to protect yourself should they come to you in that way. But otherwise, use the word of God, use the spirit of God, use the wisdom and maturity that he gave you. Ezekiel chapter 36 and verse 26. We're going to NIV on this one. But if you got the King James, don't worry. It's in there too. Just a few different words. Write it down and go over it at a later time if you don't have your Bibles now. Ezekiel 36, 26. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. So what he's telling you is you got all this stuff. You got all these things in life that you're asking for, God has blessed you with. But he's telling you, keep his spirit in you. Don't be moved by all this stuff. Don't put it on top of your head. The Bible tells you, put it under your feet. In other words, control it. Don't let it control you. And he says, follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. John 15, 1 through 2. We're going to go to the New King James Version on this one. That's why I'm telling you, that's why I told you to bring your hat. We're going to travel a little bit. It says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. So if he gave you some things, if he's given you some things, he's not giving it to you to use for yourself only. What is he telling you? He's telling you, share the wisdom that God gave you. Share with those who don't have as much, okay? Do what you can for others. I didn't say put yourself in harm's way. I didn't say give your last, unless God or the Spirit of God put that upon your heart. And it says, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes. So now let's go back and see what he said now. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. So now that takes me back to the story where he gave one five talents, 1 2 talents, and 1 1 talent. And the other two multiplied them, but the one that had one, he buried it in the ground. He did not use it. And so when he came back to God and others reported that they had multiplied what he gave them, and he saw what the one did by burying it, he was appalled at it. He was upset. And he really went at them. So what he's telling you, what he gives you, he's telling you, multiply. Just like what he teaches you every day. Multiply. Don't just keep it on the inside. Let others see your good light. Don't hide it. Don't be afraid. Don't think that you're going to be talked about, because you're going to be talked about whether you do it or not. That's just the way it is. You just know that it is and not worry about it. Not let it affect you. And don't worry about being embarrassed, because you're standing up for God. You were not made to be mastered by sin, though. fear or circumstances. You were made in the strength of his spirit, with great wisdom of his word. That means you read and study and meditate on it. And with a heart made by his grace. Guard your will, surrender it to God. Let the spirit of truth lead you. Let me tell you a few things I know about the will before we close today. The will is your soldier. The will is marching back and forth, following the, your directives that you told it to do, and what you wanted to, you don't want in your life, and the things that you do want in your life, okay? This is what it's there for. It's to guard you, protect you, and not with a gun, but what it does is when these things come up that you say, don't do this, and I don't do that, then when they come up, it comes up in your spirit, and you have to make a choice. Your will is at stake right there. You have to decide whether to or whether not to, because this is what I put up and say, this is a directive, I don't want to do it. Now it's up to you to follow through on it or to give in and follow it. Now I don't know what your situation is, so you'll know what to do when the right time comes, or you need to be praying and follow God. The will also helps the rest of your body. It guards the rest of your body. So the will is important. Say, for instance, you say, I don't want to do this. And somebody is pressing you real hard to do it. And they're good at what they're doing. They're good at pressing people. They know how to do it. And they really get into you. And then all of a sudden your will contacts your emotions. And then there's another call, a joint call to your heart. And they rise up on the inside and protect your interest. They let everybody know, or whatever it was that was pressing on you, or this person, let them know, no, I'm not gonna do it. That's it, that's all, right? So that's your will working. Every part of your body has a position. That's why it has, that's why you have it. Every one of them is a tool that God gave you, and the will is one of the strongest ones. Because things that you want to do, then you let the will know, this is what I want to do. This, and the things that you don't want to do, you say, I don't want to do these things. Make a mental note of it. That's you talking to yourself, but you telling your body how to follow what the directive you just gave it. And this is important because you set your life up this way and you use all the tools that it's got to carry it out. That's what God gave them to you for. For you to carry the things out in life that you decide to be, to do, to have. You use the tools that he gave you. But I pray that you submit yourself to God and that you walk in his will and purpose. Because everything he does it for the glory of God. And if you are his children, it's going to be your glory too. If you have his interest, it's going to be your glory too, because when he helps you to win, you ain't going to take the credit. You're going to turn around and give it where it's supposed to go. You're going to say, thank God. Thank God. Or not beating your chest and say, I got it like that. It's all me. And some people do that. They take God's credit and they stand on it and walk around with their chest stuck out like a peacock. And you got to know, they taking God's credit. Because, you know, we're not that smart. We don't know what's around the corner, but God does. We can't see through somebody's wall, but God does. But I'll tell you something else while I'm talking about the will. Because the will is there, but sometimes the will or you have to contact the spirit of discernment. Because some people have a smoke screen up where you can't see them, where you can't see what they're up to. But the spirit of discernment will show it to you. And then your will go to work to block it. Because it'll call upon the heart. It'll call upon the imagination to show you a picture of what will happen or what could happen if you do this. It will call upon your emotions. that you're going to lose some things, and your emotions say, no, 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 no. And see, these are the tools that you have, and your intellect will put it all together. See, these are the tools that he gave you in the soul. The will is part of your soul. So stay firm, believer. God has it all worked out for you. I'm out of time for today, but I want you to think about the things that we talked about today. And if you lose hope, go back and look at this tape again. It's going to be all over the place. You can download our app at the Google Play Store or the Apple Store at Rick H. Carter Ministries. Okay? You can pull it up and download our app and see all of our sermons and Bible studies. You can have what we call church on demand. Amen. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for your leading and guiding today, that the Holy Spirit was with us through this lesson, interpreting for us, showing us the things that we are doing, applying these scriptures to our lives in real time, and showing us how to use the word that was written centuries ago, right now today, where they apply. How they can help us and move us forward in your word and in this spirit of life that you gave us. We thank you for all things in heaven and in the earth. We praise your name as we go through the day. We submit ourselves to you to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, hear his leading and guiding us down the path of righteousness for your name's sake, Father, because we know you have our interests at heart. Thank you, Father, for this day, and thank you for all the things that you've done for us, things that you're doing now, and things that you will do. These and other blessings we ask in thy Son Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Amen. Well, good lesson today. I pray that you received it. I pray that it touched you. I pray that you saw something in real time that will help you navigate this landscape and all the options that are given to us in this life, the spirit of life. Amen. So if there's no other comments, no other announcements, we're going to end our service for the day. Now, any of you that would like to give, give accordingly. I would like for each of you to give just $20 today. We're not asking for a lot, just $20. Give, and it shall be given unto you, fresh down, shaken together, and running over. And see, if we're giving into your life and you're growing, it's your responsibility to give back to us. Amen? Read in Galatians chapter 6. There's many other places that say things about giving in the Bible. So we're not trying to press you. We're not trying to force you. We want you to have a heart for God and to give accordingly to your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray, amen and amen. This joy that I have, I've been given, the world can't take it away, take it away, take it away. Joy that I have, my Father gave it, it's for you and me.